We arrived in Kampala, Uganda, late last night, and today is one of the biggest and most upbeat of the events that has been held so far, a concert for climate justice, featuring some of Uganda's top musical stars. We're here on the university rugby field, with storks and kites circling overhead, and this morning we were given the blessing of the Vice President of Uganda. But in the best tradition of all the best outdoor music events, we've just had a massive downpour, which has delayed the start of proceedings. Music has been an almost constant feature of the Caravan of Hope. Yesterday, our march through the city was led by an immaculately clad children's marching band, which reminded me of the Salvation Army band that led hundreds of Christian aid supporters through the streets of Manchester in October, demanding climate justice. And last night, on the way to Kampala, our coach was transformed into an impromptu disco as a speaker was moved to the front of the bus and people danced in the aisles. Clearly, music is a great way of getting our message across, particularly in countries where illiteracy is widespread. But more than this, and maybe more than in any other continent, music in Africa is an absolutely crucial component of activism, boosting morale and bringing people together. And if the Caravan of Hope stands for anything, it is the idea that campaigning on climate change may be an urgent, deeply serious activity, but it can also be a loud, passionate, joyous one as well. Anyway, sadly, we're going to have to tear ourselves away from the concert quite soon, because we've got a long overnight journey to Kenya. But here in Kampala, the music and the dancing will carry on until late.